Toronto, Ontario is doubling the number of children eligible for vaccination against a virus that can make young kids very sick. The province says infants and high-risk children up to 2 years old will have access to new immunization to protect against respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Pregnant women will also be able to be inoculated with a different vaccine to provide protection to newborns. In late 2022, Ontario's four main pediatric hospitals became overwhelmed with really sick young children, a situation that forced them to cancel surgeries and redeploy staff to intensive care units and emergency departments. RSV was particularly bad that year, as was the flu along with a surge of COVID-19. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore says the changes should better protect young children from severe outcomes. To be ready for this year's respiratory illness season, we all need to take the simple and effective steps to protect the most vulnerable people in our communities and our healthcare system, Moore wrote in a statement. RSV is a highly contagious virus that causes infections of the respiratory tract, especially in the very young and older members of our communities. The province says children will be able to receive doses of Beyfortus, made by Sanofi and approved by Health Canada last year. Pregnant women will have the option to receive Abrysvo, made by Pfizer and also approved by Health Canada last year, which can provide protection from RSV in infants up to 6 months of age. The new medications are a game changer, said Dr. Chris Simpson, CEO of Ontario Health. In addition to keeping infants and children at higher risk safe, it has the promise to dramatically reduce hospitalizations during the viral surge season. A huge benefit to our healthcare system as a whole, he said. The new measures double the number of children eligible for the vaccines, said the Office of Health Minister Sylvia Jones. The province estimates about 130,000 more children will be eligible. By expanding the number of children eligible under the RSV prevention program, our government is making it easier for families to access the care and protection they need ahead of respiratory illness season, Jones wrote in a statement. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 26, 2024. Liam Casey, The Canadian Press.